If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Time for Tech Tuesday now. We're going to tech commentator and founder of Ambit AI, Tim Warren. Hi there, Tim.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
Good. You're going to help us automate our homes this week.
Yeah, that's the plan. I know people have got some questions about it. So, let's wrap into it.
Yeah. So what is home automation?
Well, it's all those little itty-bitty things that you do all the time, like turning lights on and off, maybe opening the carriage door, and giving you automated or easier ways to do it. And maybe the best example is people know about Alexa or Google Home, which just listens to their voice and they tell it to do something like turn on the lights, and then it happens.
Yeah. Does it really make life any better, Tim?
It's an interesting question. It's definitely fun. You're asking more about, pragmatically and practically, is it useful? It's quite useful when you can set a routine that says, turn on the hall lights at sunset and turn them off at sunrise. So it's quite good with kids. Kids actually love it. I set my house up very comprehensively with my kids, and so I got them into a little bit of tech, and it was fun using apps. But it's not a small job if you want to do it quite completely.
What are the varying systems you can go for?
Well, people have probably heard these names, and they've either got them or they've heard of them. So you can get Amazon Alexa, which is one of the first ones around, which is a speaker that you can talk to. There's Google Home, Apple HomeKit, or you can use Siri that's built in if you've got an iPhone. Samsung have got something called SmartThings. They all essentially do the same thing. And what you do is you can say something, and it could be as simple as open the garage door or turn on the lights, and that thing hopefully is going to happen. But you can get a bit more complicated than that. So you can have a stereo system come on, play the right music, dim the lights, and set that perfect mood for that evening with your kids watching the TV.
Okay, I thought you were going to say a date there, because that would be quite handy if you come in. It might look a bit sleazy, though, if you come in and you say, go into date mode, and the lights go low and Barry White comes on. Yeah, got to use it wisely.
You're not wrong. There is a car that actually has a mode like that, and it's a little bit extraordinary when you kind of put the blinds up.
Yeah. Hey, how do you connect your lights to your Alexa, for example, or your device that's doing the controlling?
Yeah, look, it's pretty easy. There's two ways to do it. One's easy, one's hard. One needs an electrician, and they put in some different sockets, and that's good if you're building a new home. It's going to be expensive, but it does work very well.
Mm.
However, what most people do is they get something called a smart bulb, and you just unscrew your normal light bulb and you put in one of these, and it looks pretty similar, but the difference is that it connects to your Wi-Fi network, just like a phone or something like that. It's all pretty easy to connect, and then you can connect it either with an app on your phone, with an automation, which could be turn it on every night at 6 p.m, or it could be, more importantly, through a voice thing like Google, Alexa, or one of those.
That's sounding pretty good, actually. A lot of people, I think we've got built-in LEDs at our house, so that might be a bit more complicated. But if you've just got a light hanging down on a cord, that sounds like it's fairly easy to switch out.
Yeah, low-hanging fruit, literally, in that sense, isn't it? Where you take out one light bulb and you put in another one that is a bit smarter. And there's all kinds of other things you can get like that. So you can get fridges now that will... You can talk with Wi-Fi, and you can say things like, I know there's a very expensive fridge, and you can say things like, how much milk have I got left? And there's another fridge that will put information like that on the screen. You can have my dryer and washing machine. When they're done, they just send a little message to my phone, and that's telling me that they're finished. That's not very useful if I'm not in the house, honestly. But the idea is there. It's kind of fun, and it's related to this term you might have heard, the Internet of Things, which is just the internet connected to your stuff, like your TV or your stereo.
for most of us, our appliances won't be sort of internet ready, but I guess the opportunity comes when you buy something new. You buy a new TV and that has the ability to connect to services like this.
Yeah, correct. It's all part of it. So a TV, if you've bought it in the last 3 or 4 years even, it might even have voice control built in. So you might be able to say, hey, LG TV, turn on to channel 1 or maybe channel 3 and watch the News Hub news while you still can. And but you can also, you know, with your TV, because it's connected, I can say something to, for instance, I can say, Google, play Spotify on the lounge TV. And then it pops up there and I can see what's playing. I get all the lyrics and the sound comes through my stereo. It works really well. Even my air conditioning upstairs and downstairs is all on automation.
Sounds good, Tim. Thanks for the inspiration. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
Tim Warren on Automation for Tech Tuesday today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.